This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Businesses that set up shop in Colorado's coal towns could get a financial boost from the state. A new bipartisan law increases support for companies in towns like Craig and Hayden, where falling demand for coal endangers the local economy. The law also creates a new tax credit that makes it cheaper to ship products made in those towns to market via rail. Starbucks faces a potential class action lawsuit in Colorado over what it charges for non-dairy milk options. Here's CPR's Matt Moret.
The lawsuit, filed by a woman in Colorado Springs, accuses Starbucks of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. Starbucks adds surcharges of up to 70 cents for drinks made with oat, almond, soy, or coconut milk. The lawsuit says that policy discriminates against people with dairy allergies. A judge must certify the complaint as a class action before it can move forward. If that happens, other Coloradans could be eligible to join the suit. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder may soon start using geothermal energy on campus, CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The two new state grants total $700,000. Geothermal energy taps into the Earth's heat to generate on-site electricity. Officials say it's an efficient way to heat and cool campus buildings. One study will explore using geothermal for a large student housing complex. If successful, another study could lead to new plants to produce geothermal energy on campus. CU Boulder has a goal to cut its greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 and to make zero emissions by 2050. Both studies will begin this summer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Five Colorado school districts are getting money to buy new, cleaner-running school buses and move away from diesel. The grant funding comes from the Environmental Protection Agency. Pueblo County's D70 district will get 10 low or no-emission buses, while the St. Vrain Valley School District north of Denver is getting funding for five. Bayfield, Kiowa County, and charters around the state can also purchase new buses through the grant. This is CPR News.